It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
Mr. Bray.
How you doing?
I am great.
You have a good evening last night. It was Wednesday. Did you take the night off or
nope.
Were you in here?
Got a little mowing done.
Did you?
Yeah, yes,
you did mow.
Did a little mowing, yep. My yard was still pretty lush and green. So.
Okay, mine is not, and I did not mow.
I'm counting on the rain tomorrow
night,
though.
Yeah, I am, too. So I think a lot of people are. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. Is that right?
That's what it says.
What?
Well,
if it doesn't, we're holding you accountable.
Well,
we'll
go looking for Tony Schumacher.
Yes.
You know, we'll...
But you're the messenger. So
I know I'm the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I just read it. But,
did you play any John Denver this morning?
I didn't yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, so what'd you do?
I didn't do anything wrong.
One in the bank.
Yeah, we went. Did a little shopping for the radio station last night too. So worked on that. That's about it.
Well, good
otherwise,
for you.
We're just really focused on the Walk with Grace radio.
100%.
Next week, and need to get some bidders signed up. And we're kind of getting all of our ducks in the row. But I know we're starting to post some of the times.
Right.
And again, they're subject to change. There'll be some additions as well.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, but looking forward to that.
Just want to get it out there.
I'm just wanting to know if you're having a. Back to school backpack for you.
I think we're going to do the Phil Knee back to school
backpack.
Backpack, yeah, exactly.
So, what do you think's going to be in that backpack?
Well, the essentials, and we're going to go with 64 Crayola crayons with a sharpener because I never had those as a kid.
Okay,
I had the 8-pack, you know,
whiteout,
and whiteout has to be in there, right? Exactly. I'm thinking maybe some FLARP. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a whoopee cushion.
And this goes for that student that not going to be the best athlete. Not going to be the top scholar. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta find your niche, your role, you know.
So you're just trying to help them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and are you and I going to have a basket, like the Roundup basket?
I think maybe we could, right. What would be in that?
Well, you know, a referee shirt, a brand new whistle, a flag for football, a counter, a signed baseball from both of us.
Oh, boy, that'll be valuable.
Yes.
I don't know, though, because somebody's going to take that, and they're going to sell it on eBay
they
and
will.
Just cash in.
Yeah, but... I guess I won't sign it, then it won't be worth anything. Your question for the day, young man.
All right.
How would your best friend describe you, Philip?
Oh, boy.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. Good for a laugh now and then, maybe.
Well, we're still waiting on that.
Exactly.
Are you still waiting on a friend?
Well, yeah, I am, actually.
Yes.
A little lonely out there, you know.
It's lonely, isn't it?
Back growing up on the farm, you know, Speckled Pete the Rooster, he was like my only friend, and he'd turn on me all the time.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He was mad. Mean
and, and you know what? That's not even right.
It isn't. So.
Speckled Speet.
Oh, my gosh. Peckled Speet.
And this word blunder is brought to you by... What is it? J&J Salvage in Boscobel.
You got
my
that right.
My goodness. Speckled Speet. Speckled Pete. How's that for you?
I don't know. Some people think you're trying to say it wrong, but you're not.
I'm not.
No.
Speckled Pete. Speckled Pete.
Speckled Pete.
Yes. Speckled Pete. Sometimes it's tough to say. Especially those tongue twisters from Arkansas. Today is game day.
That's right.
We're going to shoot.
All fun and game days.
That's all fun and game.
So what do we have here?
We have three...
Oh, a dart blaster.
A dart blaster, yeah. Here's your dart blaster. So what we're going to do, it's real easy. I have three things set up. One's worth 25 points, one's worth 100 points, one's worth 50 points.
Wow.
You get three shots, Philip. You just pull it back.
Okay.
Put our old thing in.
All right.
And you just fire away.
Ouch.
My bad.
Hey, man, you shouldn't point a loaded pistol at me.
Well... So what we're going to do, we're each going to get three shots, okay? But you got to give me time to go around and set the camera up. That way,
okay,
people can look down on you.
Yeah, well, what else is new, right? Yeah.
So anyway, so today is dart game. So
all right,
we're going to try to get this one. So, and they even may have a dart game in their roundup package.
You in know the roundup I mean? Package? Back yeah. to school roundup package?
Yeah, what do you think?
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We don't want, you know, it's got to be parental approved, you know, because not all that stuff well, probably would be.
Well, we approve it, and we're parents.
Well, that's true.
So,
as long as it's somebody else's kid, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Oh, and I got, and there's candy, going to be candy in there.
Oh, only the best.
And, Doritos and Funyuns and
really
yeah
for back to school lunches.
Back to school lunches.
Yeah, and if you know parents oh. like, shouldn't be eating that. Well, they're not eating. They can trade it.
And what about a can of mackerel?
Mackerel.
Yeah.
Holy.
That's it. If people remember the call when Ithaca won the state baseball game, holy mackerel! That's so, in the. That's going to be in there, Phil.
Well, we'll have to take it and get it blessed.
Yes.
Then it'll be holy mackerel.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could take it to church with you on Sunday. So.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let me get the camera set up, young man.
Maybe you want to pull that blind, too, so I can get, you know, because there's a little bit of a glare. I don't want to have any excuses. But.
All right. Hold on here.
So what this reminds me of is back in the day, we used to eat a lot of Mrs. Butterworth syrup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mrs. Butterworth was on the bottle. So then we would take the empty bottle, and then we would use it as a target practice.
Let me zoom in on the target here.
All right.
Hold on here.
So, I need a...
So, the one to the left is 25 points. The one in the middle is 100 points.
100 points in the middle.
And the one to the right is 50 points.
Okay, 50. All right, got it.
So, I'm going to zoom in on those targets. All right. That way everybody can see those. And I'm going to zoom back out. That way everybody can look down on you. And here you go, young man.
You know what I need?
What do you need?
Next week in the Grace auction, there's a really nice scope. Donated
by
Walsh's Ace. I need that right now.
I've already been checking it out.
Have you?
Along with the
chainsaw. I need to put that on my dart blaster.
Yeah, here we go. Shot number one.
Here we go. Oh.
Just a little short.
Just a little low, wasn't it? Okay. I couldn't tell.
I've been short on my whole life. Make sure you have to. It ain't going to go anywhere.
I know. I'm aiming. I'm zooming it in. Oh, there we go. Oh.
Oh.
Did I get it on the rebound? Does that count?
Yeah.
Oh.
Knocked it over. I think that's 50.
I got it on the
50.
I used the backboard on that one. I didn't even think about that. Oh, I did hit the middle one.
You did hit the middle one.
Okay.
Right,
well,
let's see.
So I got 50. 50 points with the
50 points. Yes, you
dart guess. Blaster game.
All right.
Boy, I bet you this cost you a whole dollar.
Doesn't matter, Phil. It was $1.25.
$1.25.
Yeah.
There we go. I got it already cocked for you. You ready?
You ready?
Hank Bray. He pulls up. Oh, he got the middle one. That's pretty impressive.
That's 100.
Hank Bray, I think you've been practicing. All right. Try it again. Oh, bounce that one off.
You got that.
You're holding that pistol with two hands. You look like Angie Dickinson, policewoman or something when you're
All right,
ready? Go. Oh!
100 to 50. You want to go another round?
He beat me 100 to 50. Well, I don't know because if I...
You get three more shots. You're not one now.
Please. See if I can beat you. I get three more shots, otherwise you win, right?
Right.
All right. Boy, I don't know. This gun might be a little bit funky. Okay. Yeah!
Oh,
two of them!
Yeah, that's 120. That's 175 points.
Boy, oh boy.
Wow.
I just needed to warm up.
Yeah,
you know.
You're...
I was imagining this as my Red Ryder BB gun with the compass and the stock.
Oh yeah. So 175 to 100.
Oh, that one fell a little bit left.
This one down
to the left.
225. That's a pretty good round.
To the left. Okay.
To the left.
Oh.
So it's now 175 to 100.
175 to 100. Round two. Hank Bray is placing him back in there. Boy, this is quite the game.
It is a nice game.
Dart blaster. Yeah. $1.25.
We don't learn a lot, do we?
No, not much. I learned that when you're supposed to be working, you're out cruising the aisles.
I didn't even deal with what you're talking about.
He's going to the knees now. A little bit low.
I got to get the middle.
Don't hit the pop can there.
I know.
The middle. All right. What do you got? All right. He missed. One more.
You're just hoping.
175 to 100, the current score, ladies and gentlemen. Hank Bray aims. He got one.
No. 125 to 175.
Oh, yeah. I actually won a game.
You won a game.
Just call me old sharpshooter knee. That's what
you get a close up on Phil.
That's what everybody calls me.
You want to show your muscles and sharpshooter?
Look at that. That's something else.
That is.
Anyway, how can you top that, Hank?
Well, I got a love line today.
You got a love line? Oh, yeah. Very good. Let's see whether I can use that or I have to play John Denver. You know, one or the other.
I'd probably just play John Denver.
Yep. Oh, okay. You know, they used to have these at the county fair. I think you used to be able to shoot down some things once in a while.
Didn't they use like a...
They had a cork gun.
Yeah, a cork gun, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those cork guns in a long time.
I know. I told you that story about being humiliated at the fair, you know.
No,
I stepped up there one time and like, yeah, I'll play this game, you know. And I was only, again, probably about fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
But the first time that you could walk around the fair like by yourself and trying to impress these kids from Richland Center, I'm like, yeah, I'll shoot this gun. And I thought the corks were already loaded in the gun.
Really?
So I aim really and go, boom! They start laughing like, you got to put the cork in the gun.
Oh.
So humiliated.
Automatically.
Shot down right there, you know.
So, that is so sad.
Yeah, it is.
And you're still suffering from
trying to get
today.
Over the trauma. I really am.
Would you like to talk about it?
I just did.
So. Is that all you want to talk
about? Yeah, that's
about it. Well, what can you do? And I think Todd would probably help us, too, if you needed extra communication.
Uh-huh.
So
well, that's what we're here for.
Do you want us to put this back in the cabinet? Or should we put this game, since we've already played it, in with the Roundup package?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have to put a disclaimer. May contain flying objects.
Yes. Well, you know, just put it right back in there.
Safety hazard.
Oh, and look at it. It was 6+, so we're good.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. What's your love line there?
My love line today, buddy. Today is Thursday, July 30th.
Okay.
You're the peanut butter to my moon pie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I tell you.
You know, it's hard to find a good moon pie around here.
It is.
Yeah, you got to go south. They have a few. But I think they're more prevalent in the South.
Well, the problem is, they used to be the big old ones. Now they sell them the same package, and they're smaller.
It's like a lot of things.
Deflation.
Yes, deflation. The whatchamacallit bar. They've cheapened it.
Oh, my God.
It's not as good
as it used to be. Good anymore.
No.
And you know what else? You remember the old peanut, the red peanut logs?
Yeah, yeah.
Used to get 2 for $1, right? Now you can get two for $2. And they're small.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I can go... and get those mini ones and have more than...
Right. Boy, I tell you.
It's tough.
Life is just not fair sometimes.
I'm going to tell you what. Let's see here. One more thing. I know I'm running out of time. You know what? Might as well leave on this one.
We wait with bated breath.
Yeah, here we go. Here's a thought. Very deep cleavage was a fashion trend in the 14th century. Some dresses were low-cut enough to allow... things to be exposed.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all the time we have today.
Well,
did you ever pre-read those or not?
I didn't that one. I should have.
I was going to say, you did not.
Well, here's one I pre-read. If two pieces of metal touch in space, they get stuck together permanently. Have a great day.
At least you pronounce it right. But otherwise, yeah.
Peckled speet. There we go.
Peckled speet.